Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We kicked off unofficially high school football last night, had a couple of area games, some scrimmage games, Coffee and Fitzgerald, Benedictine, Savannah Christian, and Valdosta and Glen Academy all scrimmaged last night here in this area.
I was at the Valdosta Brunswick High. Glen Academy.
Not yet, Kip. Slow down.
I got on my Brunswick gear. I'm in high school football.
Buddy. Yes.
Glenn didn't look good last night. They didn't look good at all. They got some things they have to clean up. I'm sure they'll do it. They have a great coaching staff, but, man, they didn't look good last night.
This is what I saw.
Yeah.
Right from the mind of a professional.
Yep.
I saw that Glenn took on the best quarterback that they're going to see on their schedule in Tate Rodemaker.
He torched them last night.
He had a lot of yards in the air. What I also saw was Glenn consistently on their pass rush was in the backfield, and Rodemaker consistently got away and made plays. I also saw that Valdosta did not run the ball against Glenn's front seven very well either. So there are a couple of takeaways that I can say from that game that might be positive, Glenn. The front seven defensively looked really good. Now the secondary, again, that's the best quarterback Glenn's going to see all year long. So the secondary is not going to look as bad moving forward as they did against Rodemaker. He's committed to South Florida. Like, he is a legitimate elite quarterback in the country, not just the state. Defense or offensively, look, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Glenn didn't look good offensively.
They didn't look good. They had a one long touchdown run in the third quarter with the Grant kid. Other than that, they didn't do anything on offense.
One scrimmage game in. Right?
Yeah.
And there's TJ Lewis, the Glenn quarterback, who is a junior now. And I'll admit, you know, TJ Lewis, there's been a lot of hype around him. He was the starter last year as a sophomore, ended up losing his job later in the year as the starting quarterback, got moved to receiver, reclaimed the job moving forward now as a junior. I expected to see leaps and bounds improvement from TJ Lewis. And frankly, I didn't see that. And already, one scrimmage game in, we're already hearing play the freshman.
The Drayton kid.
Right.
Who came in and threw a long touchdown pass in the JV portion of the scrimmage. Coach Hidalgo's a good coach. He knows how to run that program. I read an article this morning that, you know, that stated that he was kind of glad to see his players have their nose rubbed in a little bit, and that's a good thing. But Glenn's offensive line, yeah, they had some guys missing last night, but they did not get any push at all against the Valdosta front. Not at all. I mean, a lot of times Glenn running backs were getting hit in the backfield. Glenn had trouble running wide against them pretty much for the whole game, but Glenn's got to work on some things on offense. Defensively, Glenn's going to always be pretty good on defense. They got a great defensive line. Linebackers look good. They'll clean some things up in the secondary. I mean, in the region that Glenn plays in, you only have one team that really throws the ball a good bit, and that's Brunswick. Richmond Hill, you know, they lost a lot of offense to graduation. They're probably going to have to try to figure some things out. Effingham's kind of a just smash-mouth team. Bradwell's another running football team. Brunswick's the only real balanced offense that they'll see this year. So Glenn will fix the things that the assignments they've blown on defense, but they gotta really work on that offense.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altam Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-thru, and low competitive prices, 912-266-8140, and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Some other scores from last night. Coffee 14-7 over Fitzgerald and Benedictine 41-32 over Savannah Christian.
He picked Coffee to go 3-7.
That's correct.
That's what you did. So apparently, if that score, you know, a 6A school against a AA school that's, you know, got a proud history, you would expect Coffee to win that game by a little bit bigger cushion than what they did.
This is what happens on this show.
Yeah.
I say something that sounds outlandish when it comes out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And then we get a little bit down the road, and it doesn't sound so outlandish anymore.
Fitzgerald's a good program, man.
It ends up being right.
Nah. Coffee's going to win more than three games.
And then we've got to look back.
Yeah.
And then you revise. Right? You change what you say. Oh, yeah, man, I knew.
Coffee's going to win more than three games.
I don't see where there are more than three wins on their schedule.
Okay.
I just don't see it.
We'll keep that. We've got that documented, well documented on this show.
Let's go ahead and get the Twitter polls updated so that we can add new questions.
Okay.
Would it be fitting if Jalen Hurts did not win the starting football job, starting quarterback job at Oklahoma? 80% of our listening audience says no. They're rooting for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. I mean, you got a lot of bandwagon Alabama fans in the area that are probably grateful that he came in and bailed them out in the SEC championship game last year.
Can you be a Giant and 11.5 games out? 93% of our listening audience says no.
They're 15 out this week.
And the final question is, will Top Gun, the movie 2, suck? 67% of our listening audience says no.
Smart audience.
I'd like to see the demo breakdown of the 67%. I guarantee you over 50 is that votership.
Oh, so what you're saying is when the polls don't come out to your advantage, you want to go to the demographics. And base people's responses on their age. Is that what you want
to
do?
See, look at you trying to put things in my mouth because that didn't come out of my mouth. I just said I'd like to see the demographics because I'm willing to bet that a large percentage of that 67% that voted, I'm willing to bet that probably over 50% of the 67% that voted out of that poll are 50 years of age or older.
So basically what you're saying is the results didn't come out what I wanted, and it's because people are old. I mean, that's what you said.
That's not what you said. What came out of my mouth.
I just put it bluntly in what you tried to politically say.
That's not at all what I said.
The results didn't come out the way I wanted them because the people who filled it out are older than 50 years old. And they don't think the way I do. So there you go. I broke it down for you.
Welcome to the Jason Bishop Show, where if you're not familiar with what we do here, Kip Branch just makes stuff up as he goes.
That's what you said.
That's
man.
Not
I
what
just
I said.
Clarifying what
That's
you said.
Not at all what I said. I said I'd like to see the breakdown of the demographics. That's it.
Basically, you're implying that it's old people that swung that poll in the favor you didn't want it to turn out in.
Let me ask you a question.
All right, let's hear this.
You're going to see Top Gun 2, right?
Yeah.
And you're excited about it, right?
I'm not overly excited, but I'm going to see it.
Okay. What's your age? Are you over 50? Are you around 50?
I'm around 50.
Are you under 50?
No.
Okay.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be that show.
I didn't realize you were so anti-Tom Cruise. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Draymond Green, who is just a glorified Bill Laimbeer, just got $100 million. Tom Brady, two-year extension. His career has lasted a lot longer than Jamarcus Russell's. Andrew Luck, the next Peyton Manning, always injured. Carmelo, come on, man. There are tons of teams that would sign you. As a role player, you just won't do it. You're not fooling anybody, man. Obviously, Luke Jackson is disguising himself as Shane Green. Craig Kimbrell, $45 million from the injured list. Cole Hamels leads the Cubs starters in ERA, and he turns 52 this year. Antonio Brown has frostbite on his feet. I'm sure if we check his brain, we'll find some there too. The San Francisco Giants have now fallen back under 500 a week after the trade deadline. How did not trading Madison Bumgarner work out for you? I know it's preseason, but Jags, 29-0 to the Ravens? Disney canceled the production of Mega Man the movie. Nothing spelled disaster more than Mega Man versus Airman in theaters. And these are my thoughts.
I was highly disappointed that Disney pulled the plug on Mega Man.
Is this the movie segment? We're back in the movie segment again, man. Is that what are we going to have a weekly segment on movies now?
Making a point.
I mean, the first segment you hijacked with Tom of Top Gun 2. Now we're talking about something about Mega Man. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know who would like Top Gun 2?
Who?
Cole Hamels.
He probably would.
Yes, he would.
probably would.
Yeah, he's right in that.
Most of America would probably like it.
He's right in that age demo that I think fits perfectly for the Top Gun audience.
There'll be a lot of young people go see that movie. Top Gun 2, yeah. Grandparents will probably take their young grandchildren to see.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
Summer is here, and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather, but you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepests.com or 912-265-9700.
You can catch any of this show that you might have missed streaming online 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com. You can vote on our Twitter poll, even though we don't have one up yet. Twitter, bishop_show. You can also watch us in Facebook Live. On my Facebook and Kip's Facebook, if you want to watch us.
We're live on Facebook.
Facebook yes, Live.
Facebook Live.
Mark Melanson is now the Braves closer.
He looked good in there last night. Did okay.
Shane Green is not.
He'll rebound. He's a good pitcher. He just got off to a rough start.
Chris Martin and Shane Green have ERAs over 13 since coming to Atlanta.
Yeah, but they'll be ready come playoff time. These guys are gamers.
Mark Melanson leads the team in ERA 0.0, tied, by the way, with Charlie Culberson.
Melanson's a good pitcher. 34 years old, there was people saying he's over the hill, but he's a good pitcher. I'm not worried about Shane Green. The other guy from Texas, I might be a little concerned about him, but Shane Green will come around.
I think the guy from Texas, I'm not really worried about him. You know who I am worried about?
Who's that?
Sean Newcomb.
He's got all the stuff, man. I don't know if you think a change of scenery may benefit him down the road.
Somebody's going to give him a shot as a starter.
I think he can be a good starter in professional baseball. It's not working out for him right now as a Braves starter. Maybe the Braves give him another shot next year. I don't know.
So what we're going to do is next segment, we'll do Kip's butthurt list, which, of course, has become very popular. And then in the fourth segment after that, we will break down my preseason high school football power rankings, top 10.
Explain the parameters on that again so people that are listening can be absolutely confused when you contradict yourself when you go through them.
Here are the parameters.
Okay.
I'll explain it again once we get to the fourth segment as well.
Okay.
If you're on the list, if you're Team X and you're ranked fifth over Team Y, who's ranked sixth, I'm not saying that Team X is better or capable of beating Team Y. What I'm saying is that Team X has done in their schedule, and that's what they've done in their schedule, and they're ranked according to what they've done within the people on their schedule.
Since it's a preseason pool, you're ranking them based upon what you think they're going
to
do.
And to further that, I'm also taking scrimmage games into account for this preseason poll. Now, once we get to the regular season, I'll throw out the scrimmage games.
Gotcha.
But for right now, I'm using scrimmage games to help me rank these teams heading in to the first week of the season, but when we get the first week of the season, I won't count the scrimmage games anymore.
So that's what is about as clear as the Okefenokee Swamp, right? This is what I deal with, listeners, every week.
How's that not clear? I don't understand.
We know Southeast Bullock and Bullock Academy will be holding down a fifth and sixth spot or somewhere in that window. I don't know what it is. If somebody's got some compromising photos of you up in Bullock County or what, but I'm pretty sure they'll be on their ranked ahead of the likes of the Camdens and the Brunswicks and probably over teams like Frederica that beat them last year. But we'll see when it comes out. It'll be kind of like watching the Chappelle Show. We talked about that on the way down here.
Well, the interesting thing about the rankings is I'm doing them a little differently than I've done them in the past. I'm expanding them out to where we're going to include Valdosta and Savannah teams in our little region where in the past we haven't done that. So you're actually gonna get some new teams on here that you haven't seen in the last year and a half.
Tifton, I mean, that's in that geographical area, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're included.
You don't go to Colquitt, not that far out.
Colquitt's a little too far.
Okay. So it's Valdosta is the west barrier. Then you draw a line up to how far north. I'm trying to figure out the geographical parameters here, man, so that we can have a quality discussion coming up.
I haven't decided on the northern boundaries.
Okay.
Atlanta's not in, though.
Atlanta's not in, so you're not going as far north as Macon. You're just going like maybe as far north as Douglas.
I might go as far north as Statesboro. Obviously, I'm going to Statesboro.
Okay.
Statesboro's my limit. I might throw in a Swainsboro or an ECI.
Okay. We'll see. So interesting. Should be an interesting poll. I'm anxious to hear where you got Southeast Bullock and Bullock Academy.
How do you know either one of them are ranked?
Well, I mean, they have been in every preseason and poll that you've done to date. So the only way they wouldn't be ranked is if you put people like Valdosta and Lowndes and Valwood in it.
Crap, forgot about Valwood.
Oh, okay. All right. Probably the preseason number one team in GISA Class 3, but you might have forgot about them. Nice. Yeah.
Two biggest studs in the South, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice. Come in and unwind. Boss Tweed M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Glen Academy Red Terriers and Valdosta Wildcats kicked off the unofficial start to the 2019 football season last night. The Wildcats came over to Glen County Stadium and looked like legit title contenders. Tate Rodemaker, who has committed to South Florida, carved up the Glen defense. Valdosta won the varsity part of the scrimmage, which was the first three quarters, 53-14. Glenn will take the week off before they officially start the season against Fort Dorchester in Charlotte on August the 23rd. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. Best song of the 1980s, hands down.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Top Gun soundtrack was pretty good, too.
I bet you this song will be on the Top Gun 2 soundtrack.
Probably won't.
I bet it will be.
Maybe.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nat's Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
And don't forget, Nat's Landing will be hosting the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick.
They do a good job over there,
they
too.
They do. Wednesday good night, place. 7 o'clock, starting this Wednesday.
Always packed out. The Frederica fans show up to the Brandon Derrick Show. But that's what you do when you win in state championships. People come out to support.
So this is the segment, the Kip Branch's Butthurt segment, where he hijacks the show, and he's given permission to do it, so we'll just go ahead and let him do it.
As always, interactive Butthurt segment. Number five, and they've been a regular, Jason, on this list for quite some time, the world champion Boston Red Sox, whose reign is about to come to a crashing end here soon. 15 games behind the Yankees, 5.5 back of the last wild card spot.
And they've gained a game and a half this week to get to 5.5.
In the American League, the Boston Red Sox. I don't even know where to start with them. They got second highest payroll in baseball, right? Right behind the Yankees?
And see, that's what pisses me off with the Red Sox. They played that card of the little guy, right? Oh, we're a small market team with a small payroll, and yet you have the second highest payroll to the New York Yankees, and you are the New York Yankees, and you complain about them doing the same thing that they do.
I didn't know Boston was a small market, but
that's the card they play.
Yeah, that is the card they play. But the card they're playing right now is they 15 games back and 5.5 back in the wild card, and they better do something quick. Number four on the butthurt list this week, from frostbite to now, I'm going to not play because I can't wear my helmet I wore for the last 10 years, Antonio Brown.
Don't forget about his mustache. Throw that in there, too.
Mustache, whatever. Dude, shut up and just play. They're paying you big bucks in Oakland to catch balls. You know, you get frostbite. How do you get frostbite? And he was in some kind of, what was he in, some kind of chamber getting some kind of treatment?
Yeah, the story is he was in a cryotherapy chamber, yep. And they told him to put on specific footwear to keep him from getting frostbite, and he refused, didn't want to wear that kind of footwear, and got in with his own stuff, and, got frostbite.
So he has frostbite. Now he's not going to play if he can't wear his helmet. Okay, dude.
Does anybody know what does cryotherapy do?
I don't know. Apparently give you frostbite.
Which reminds me, speaking of that, just to throw this out there, we have updated our Twitter poll. There is a question up, and it's, do you trust the Jason Bishop High School football rankings? Bishop _ show on Twitter. Go vote.
The answer there should be a resounding no, but we'll see what our listeners think. They may be kind this week. You never know. Number three this week, Alabama and Auburn. I'm going to tell you why, Jason.
Yeah.
Auburn lobbied the SEC to move the Georgia game. They didn't want to play Georgia and Alabama back-to-back, you know, even with a bye week in between. So they lobbied the SEC to move the Deep South's oldest rivalry from November, where it's been for
ever,
ever, and they move it to October the 10th in 2020. The 2020 schedules came out this week. So what does the SEC do? Okay, Auburn, you've whined, you've bellyached. We're going to move the Deep South's oldest rivalry game to October. But here's what we're going to do to you in Alabama next year. You're going to play Auburn. You're going to play LSU the week before you play Alabama. And Alabama, you're going to play Texas A&M the week before you play Auburn. So deal with it. And so now people in the great state of Alabama running around whining and bellyaching. Wow, the SEC's out to get us. Why would they do us like that? Why would they make us play an SEC game the week before we play the Iron Bowl? That's what whining gets you. Number two on the butt hurt list.
There's a life lesson in there, too.
Number two on the butt hurt list, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm.
Yeah, I get it. You didn't play any starters. But you lost. You lost 29-0 to the Ravens. Watching the Ravens play football is like watching paint dry. That's just a boring team. Me and my wife started watching. We watched the first series, and I said, you know what, man, I think I've taken an Ambien. I was about to fall asleep. So we turned it to Ozark, which is a good series, by the way, on Netflix.
You rave very much about the show.
Great show, by the way. Jags get beat 29-0 in their first preseason game and look bad. Look really bad.
Let's make that a Twitter question of the week. Should the Jaguars have put in starters just to score?
They should have.
I'll be up momentarily.
Number one on the butt hurt list this week, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. But when I left Glenn County Stadium last night, the scoreboard read 70-20. And the Glenn Academy Red Terriers today are a little bit
so
butt hurt, Jason.
Have you taken this as far?
Yep.
To put a high school football team not only in the butt hurt list, but to carry on in the main number one top spot? Like, you've gone that far.
You've got a high school football team that their head coach says he wants their noses rubbed in it.
Okay.
So they're getting it rubbed in it today. Number one on the butt hurt list, the Glenn Academy Red Terriers. You don't give up 70 points at home in a scrimmage game to anybody. That's a basketball score. So the Red Terriers have some things to fix. They will, and they'll probably make a run in the playoffs. But they're on top of the butt hurt list today.
They've got four games on their schedule, four Dorchester, which is not really, you know, an area game. So if they win or lose that game, I don't think there's going to be much stock put in either way. But when they get to the middle of their schedule and they've got Camden, Wayne, and Ware back to back.
Yep.
We're going to find out a lot about where the Red Terriers are.
Yes, we are. And we'll find out soon. And that will be in September.
That's the second year in a row that Valdosta has blown Glenn out in scrimmage.
And then, you know, Glenn looked better last year than what they looked last night. They didn't look good last night. At least they moved the ball last year in Valdosta. They turned the ball over a lot, but Glenn was just getting stoned on offense last night.
They did not look good. They looked very lethargic. You know, TJ Lewis has got to do a better job of going through his progressions. That first read, when it wasn't there, he tucked the ball and run. Got, you know, and he'll get there, but he's got to do a better job, especially if that Glenn offense is going to be able to hum. Look, Rocky and Glenn, they move the ball, they eat clock,
play defense,
and play defense.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Summer is here, and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
All right, so it's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand 24/7, thesouthernsportsedition.com. You can go to Twitter polls and vote, Bishop underscore show on Twitter. And this segment, which is going to be my top 10 high school football power rankings preseason, is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they have you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com and also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
And here we go. This is the point of the show where I think most of us have been eagerly anticipating to get to this segment. It is the Jason Bishop preseason high school football top 10 power rankings.
All right, here we go. Let's hear them.
At number 10.
All right.
The defending GISA state champion, Frederica Academy Knights.
Okay. All right. I'm with you so far.
Okay. Frederica's defending champs. They lost a lot. From last year, 4-5 Division I kids gone. We'll see how they do. They're going to have an opportunity to really move up this list the first 2 weeks of the season when they play Charlton and Valwood back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
So they've got a chance to really move up.
Okay.
Number 9, making their first appearance ever in the power rankings, Clinch County.
Clinch County, a perennial power in single-A football. many, many state championships. Yes, they're a good program.
At number 8, also making their first ever appearance in the power rankings, Tift.
Tift County, the Tift County Blue Devils, a 7A team in the toughest 7A region in the state.
And they are loaded.
They're loaded.
At number 7, a team that is very familiar with being in these top 10 power rankings, the Camden County Wildcats.
Camden's going to have a good football team this year.
So far, just to recap, we've got Frederica, Clinch, Tift, Camden.
Gotcha.
See, this is.
I'm good.
You should be.
I'm good so far.
Okay. At number 6, the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets.
That's where you lost me. That's where you.
You look at Southeast Bullock's schedule. It's not very tough. They're going to end up 10-0 or 9-1.
That's where you lost me. That's where you lost your
again. The parameters.
You had them on the hook, and now you have just basically flushed your whole poll down the toilet with the word Southeast Bullock. Okay, go ahead.
It's actually 3 words.
Go ahead and spit out Bullock Academy next.
I'm going to throw something at you. Okay. Here's a spoiler.
Okay.
Actually, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Keep Bullock Academy in the back of your mind.
Okay.
At number 5.
All right.
Getting in and out of the top 5.
All right.
The Wayne County Yellow Jackets. The only 2 games that I see Wayne possibly losing, Ware and Glenn. That's it. Possibly.
They got to go to both of those places, so those could be tough.
They're losing to Ware. I'm not so convinced about Glenn.
We'll see.
At number 4.
All right.
A team that is very familiar with these rankings, has been here many times, has held the number 1 spot.
All right.
The Ware County Gators at number 4.
The Ware County Gators.
At number 3, making their very first appearance ever in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings, fresh off of 70 points last night, the Valdosta Wildcats. I think they're going to win Region 1.
Valdosta Wildcats.
Are you writing this down? As I'm
writing them down.
Oh, why?
I just want to come back to a couple of these.
Okay. At number 2,
all right,
out in Blackshear, also a team that has held the number 1 ranking at times, the Pierce County Bears.
Who lost everything. Okay. Pierce County Bears.
Look at their schedule.
Yeah, they play in a week 3.
And the number 1 team that has never made an appearance, and their inaugural appearance is at the number 1 spot. That should be accounted for and remembered all time.
All right.
This team debuted in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings at number 1, Benedictine.
The Benedictine Cadets.
So to recap, number 10, Frederica, 9, Clinch, 8, Tift, 7, Camden, 6, Southeast Bullock, 5, Wayne, 4, Ware, 3, Valdosta, 2, Pierce, and 1, Benedictine.
Okay,
Jason Bishop Power Rankings.
Pierce is too high, and Southeast Bullock has no business.
I thought you were going to say Southeast Bullock's too low.
They have no business even on this list. They don't.
So those are your only gripes, is I've got Pierce too high.
Frederica's okay. Clinch definitely deserves to be in a power ranking.
I agree.
Okay, Tiff's a good team. Camden's good. Wayne, Ware, Valdosta, Benedictine, you can't really complain about those teams, but
I think
Pierce should be near the, if you're going to rank Pierce, they should be near the bottom of this list in Southeast Bullock. I don't know what kind of blackmail or whatever they're doing to you, but man, I mean, anybody we can call to make things right up
there
with
you? Their
schedule,
look at their schedule.
I mean,
they're going to blow through it.
Southeast Bullock.
Not making an appearance, by the way, is Bullock Academy.
You must have got to clean the slate with them. I don't know what you did to get off their bad list, but I'm sure if they start out 2-0, they'll make an appearance on here.
Well, sure. Again, it's what the teams do from this area within their own schedule. Okay. So if you start out 2-0, you're going to get a lot of consideration to get into this list based on the fact that you've got 2 wins and no losses. That's what this is all about, is fairness. It's fairness.
Okay.
It's just as fair for a single-A team to make this list as it is for a 7A team to make this list.
So no No Irwin County.
Irwin didn't make the cut.
Although they've been in the last two state championship games. Lost the clinch, but they didn't make it in the same region. Let's see who else didn't make
Maybe
it.
Maybe if they'd won the thing, I'd have them in.
Let's see who else did. Valwood. There's no Valwood.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot about Valwood.
We forgot about Valwood.
I'll just be honest. I just forgot.
All right. Let's see who else was left off this list. It's got a pretty good program. I mean, you're going across the Statesboro.
I pretty much got everybody, man.
Southeast Bullock. No Brunswick. No Glenn.
No Brunswick. No. Well, when you give up 70 points, 53 in the varsity, and your offense didn't look what nearly you hoped it would. Again, yeah. I'm using these preseason games as a springboard to get to the regular season.
You got Pierce County ranked ahead of Valdosta, Ware, and Wayne, and Camden, and Tift. Wow. Okay. Frederica, I guess you put them in there just because you wanted to have a kind of a local team in there, right?
I put Frederica in there because they're defending state champions.
Okay.
And they deserve to be in.
I understand.
That's why they're in.
Okay.
That's what I do is I put teams that deserve to be in.
What did Southeast Bullock win last year?
They got the playoffs.
Oh, but they're six.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the Piano Bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers and Valdosta Wildcats kicked off the unofficial start to the 2019 football season last night. The Wildcats came over to Glenn County Stadium and looked like legit title contenders. Tate Rodemaker, who has committed to South Florida, carved up the Glenn defense. Valdosta won the varsity part of the scrimmage, which was the first three quarters, 53-14. Glenn will take the week off before they officially start the season against Fort Dorchester in Charlotte on August the 23rd. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSC Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
I feel like we've had a really good show today.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good show so far.
Yeah, I feel
so. For your number six team.
Well, I believe Southeast.
What is their mascot's name? Who
they're
are they?
The Yellow Jackets.
Oh, okay.
Southeast Bullet Yellow Jackets.
They made the playoffs last year?
They did.
What classification are they in?
I think they're double A.
Who all was in the region? Is that the region where Benedictine was? Yeah, they're in the Benedictine region.
They didn't win their region.
No, they didn't. They're never going to win that region as long as Benedictine's there. So, wow, Southeast Bullock.
What if, does Southeast Bullock have a chance to upset Benedictine this season?
No. And I don't even know who Benedictine's got coming back. I'm saying flat out no.
Southeast Bullock made the playoffs last year.
See, that's that mentality that we talked about on the way down here. You've got a Central Florida mentality as it comes to football. You want to grab hold of these perceived underdogs that you get in your mind. You project out the underdog mentality onto you, everything that you do. So you have latched on to the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets, and you want them. You just are praying and hoping that they have one of them dream Central Florida seasons.
Southeast Bullock was like 8-2 or 7-3 last year, somewhere in that range.
And so, playing in what, a 2A Savannah region?
And again, we talked about this.
Yeah.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Team A will beat Team Y just because Team A is ranked ahead of Team Y. What I'm saying is that Team A is ranked where they're ranked because of what they've done within their schedule.
So that's the Central Florida mentality. You'd leave.
How?
If you had to pick a four-team playoff or eight-team playoff out of your top 10 poll that you just put out there, you'd leave Frederica. And let me unball this piece of paper.
See, I told you shouldn't have balled it up, that you were going to need to reference again.
If you had a 16 playoff, then Southeast Bullock gets in over Camden, Tiff, Clint, and Frederica.
They need to step their game up.
And there's, you know, Southeast Bullock. Wow. Out of these teams that you listed, these top 10 teams, Jason Bishop.
They're AAA, by the way.
They play in the Liberty region.
Listen to this. This is tough.
Yeah.
Their region consists of Benedictine, Beach, Groves,
wow,
Islands, Jenkins,
wow,
Johnson, Savannah, and Windsor Forest.
Wow.
That's their region.
And you have them ranked number six.
They're going to win a lot of games in that region.
I can name 10 teams off the top of my head in Southeast Georgia that would win that region. Go in and play, compete hard in it, and be in the number two spot, probably behind Benedictine.
But they're not in that region, and all I can do is rank teams upon what they do within their own schedule and be fair and unbiased about it.
All right, so let's throw this out here. Out of these top 10 teams that you just listed, okay? Give me your three best teams overall. Give me your three best teams.
See, I can't do that because some teams are, obviously the single-A teams are not as good as the 7A teams.
Well, give me your out of this list you just gave me, give me your top three teams.
I can't do that. because it's unfair. It's unfair to the single A teams that are on there because there's no way. There's no way. You're right. Southeast Bullock's beating Camden.
I want our listeners to understand who Jason Bishop thinks are the three best teams on his top 10 list, regardless of classification. Who are the top three teams?
But again, I can't do that because a single A team, I'm being unfair to because there's no way that they could go out and beat a Lowndes.
Okay, well, I'll give you the top three teams based upon your poll right here that you just put out.
If you want to be biased about it, go ahead.
The top three teams of Valdosta, Camden, and Tift, in no particular order, of the top 10 that you just put out there.
And Tift and Camden are in the same region.
Tift and Camden are in the same region. It's going to be interesting next week. I'm anxious to see the outcome of this Ware County-Camden scrimmage game.
Ware County is the best team in the state.
You sound like Viper on the 6A, the 5A board.
I'm just telling you, pound for pound, player to player, classification to classification, Ware County is the best team in the state.
With a brand new coach.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's going to throw the ball.
It's going to throw the ball. Ware County is the best team in the state.
Yes.
All classification.
Well, I don't think that Ware County could beat Lowndes. I don't think Ware County can beat Tift.
Okay, Ware County is going to play Lowndes, and we're going to see firsthand.
And Lowndes is going to win that game because Lowndes is deeper than Ware because they play in a bigger classification. But pound for pound, if Ware and Lowndes played each other on an equal playing field, Ware wins.
Because you're saying that Ware has better talent.
Yes.
You're saying that Ware's starting 22 has more talent than Lowndes starting 22.
Yes.
Then that makes you a fool. We need to put you in an insane asylum.
Yes. Ware's starting 22.
I have finally pinned him down, folks.
Ware's starting 22.
He's going to sit here and tell you that Ware County's starting talent is better than Lowndes County's starting talent. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you that Ware County starting 22 is the best pound for pound all around period in the state.
Best 22. No team in the state has a better starting 22 than Ware County.
Not when you take the Castellanos kid at quarterback into consideration. You are correct.
This is what he's saying. Ware County starting 22 is better than any other starting 22 in the state.
Correct.
Wow. There you go. I finally, after 2 years on this show, I have finally exposed him. And
have you exposed me by saying that Ware's
22 is better than any other 22?
In a month and a half, we'll revisit this.
Facebook Live.
And you will tell me what you always do with these things. You were right.
22. Wow. Man, you did it to yourself, man. Here comes the backlash.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery,
a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.